Chapter 23. Huh? Everyone gasps. Jonah tugs at my arm. Abby, why did she say no? Isn't she supposed to say yes? I don't know, I say. I really don't. What happened here? Cinderella sits back down and pulls off the slippers. I'm so sorry, she says. 2 days ago, there was nothing I wanted more than to marry you. I wanted you to rescue me. But since the ball, I got to stand on my own 2 feet and make my own money, and now everything is different. I love making crownies. I want my own place, and I don't really love you. Not the way Kayla does. You deserve someone who loves you for the right reasons. Everyone does. We all look at the prince for his reaction. I kind of expect anger or bafflement. But what I see instead surprises me. He looks relieved.
To be honest, he says, it was my father who was so taken with you. Not that you're not beautiful, you are. But I really enjoyed the time I spent with...
He turns to Kayla.
Excuse me, what's your name again?
Kayla squeaks. Nope, she's not a rat again. She's just excited. Kayla! She finally sputters. He smiles at her.
I was secretly hoping the slipper would fit you, not Cinderella.
He looks at Cinderella.
No offense, okay?
None taken, she says. This is wonderful, Farrah says. I'm so happy for you three. It is a super happy ending. Different from the original ending, but I like it anyway. Prince Jordan hesitates.
But I've already made a royal proclamation that whoever fits the slipper will be the new princess. I can't undo that.
No, no, no! They will have this happy ending! Maybe you can't undo it, I say. But I can! I pick up both slippers and throw them hard against the brick fireplace, smashing them to smithereens. Oops.
Yay! Jonah cheers. No more slippers! I guess Kayla can't try them on.
You do know that I can fix them, Farrah points out. We all stare at her, holding our collective breath. She smiles. Of course, if I do, there's no guarantee they'll be the same size as before.
In that case, the prince says, I'm officially declaring the slipper test invalid, since it's so inaccurate.
He bends back down on one knee.
Kayla, will you do me the honor of being my bride?
Yes, she says as a tear trickles down her cheek. Hooray! Isn't it romantic? Goatee Guy says. I notice that he's gazing at Cinderella. It is, she answers him with a shy smile.
I really enjoyed your crownies, he says.
I'm Gary, by the way. Thank you. I'm Cinderella. I'll have to come by your bakery and get some for myself. That would be lovely, she says, and then bats her eyelashes. Cinderella and Gary the Goatee Guy? Who would have thought? Farrah puts her arm on my shoulder. I guess it's time for you and your brother to go home now. Yes, please, I say. Can you tell us where the magic mirror is?
Abby! Jonah says. Abby, I think...
Not now, Jonah, I say. I'm trying to get us home.
But Abby...
Jonah, please hold on. Farrah, the mirror? Farrah shakes her head.
There is no magic mirror.
Don't say that! My panic is rising. Sure, I like it here in Flume, but we need to get home. I'm not even 100% sure what time it is at home.
Abby! Jonah says a little more forcefully. I know how we get home.
I turn to him. You do?
Yes.
How?
The fireplace.
I look at the fireplace and then back at him. Are you crazy?
No, it's true. When I fell into it, I'm pretty sure I heard it hiss.
No way, I say. I turn to Farrah for confirmation that my brother is crazy. But see that she's nodding. Way?
I ask her. Way, she says. But how? Fairies can enchant different household objects and appliances. It doesn't always have to be a mirror. I stare at her, trying to comprehend what she's saying. Are you telling us that Mary Rose is a fairy? Of course she's a fairy. How else could she enchant your basement mirror? Didn't she tell you she's a fairy? We shake our heads. Oh, oops. She's very mysterious, that Mary Rose. So, do you guys want to go home or what? We both nod. Let's do it, Farrah says. I have places to be, you know. We may want to sweep up the fireplace first, I say. It's covered in glass. I'll do it, Cinderella calls out. Don't worry, Jonah says, going to get the broom. I've got it. We're never getting out of here. When we're ready, we give big goodbye hugs to Cinderella and Kayla and shake hands with Gary the goatee guy and Prince Jordan. What are you going to do about Betty and Beatrice? I ask Farrah. She frowns. I suppose I'd better turn them back before they peck each other to death. But it's your call, Kayla. All right, Kayla says. Turn them back. But in about an hour or so. You can do it remotely, right? By then, Cinderella and I will be long gone. They are definitely not moving to the palace with me. She turns to Cinderella. You don't mind if I crash at your new digs until the wedding, do you? Of course not, Cinderella says. I'll do the cleaning, Kayla says. I'll do the cooking, Cinderella says. Ever since my mouse experience, I'm kind of craving mac and cheese, or a four-cheese pizza, and cheese and crackers. Pretty much anything with cheese. So what do we do? Jonah asks Farrah. Should I knock? No need, Farrah says. We know you're there. Both of you crouch inside and tell me when you're ready. We wave goodbye and squat in the fireplace. I notice there's a fairy with wings carved into the stone. Didn't the magic mirror at Snow's have that too? We're ready, Jonah says. There's a burst of yellow sparkle, and the next thing I know, we're zoom, zoom, zooming up the chimney.